Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me today is Doug Clark, the National Field Director of the Network for Youth Ministries and also Promotion Coordinator for See You at the Pole. Doug, Wednesday, September 25th is the 29th anniversary of See You at the Pole. Welcome, Doug, to the Daily Spotlight.
Thank you.
So what is the mission of See You at the Pole?
See at the Pole, quite simply, is an annual event that's intended to encourage students to get involved in praying for their schools. They do that in unity with students in junior high school, college, elementary, all different ages, all over the nation and even in countries around the world. It is intended to help them have an event at the beginning of the year that draws the body of Christ together on their campus so that they can begin by doing the first best thing that they can do for their friends to love them with the love of God, and that's to pray for them.
I love the mission of See You at the Pole. How can students get involved?
All they have to do is gather and pray. Most often it's done in 45 minutes, an hour before the school day begins outside of instructional time. And they just gather at the flagpole at their school and pray for themselves, for their school, for their community, for our nation. And it's as simple as that. We have some preparation materials on our See You at the Pole website that are free. So there's no cost to being involved in the event.
Doug, your website is syatp.com. So it's See You at the Pole, the first initials.com. There are powerful free resources available. Can teachers or parents participate?
We encourage adults to not participate directly in the circle with students so that it preserves the vision of See You at the Pole, which is stimulating a student-led, student-initiated movement of prayer on campus. But often, adults will pray across the street or in another place nearby, which shows visible support for those students as they're praying. Some gather at their churches, some gather at city halls. So adults involved in support and encouragement, that's extremely important. But we want to preserve that idea that the students are leading out on their campus.
I appreciate that. Listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation of See You at the Pole.